And along this journey, they are looking for all the places that stories live. And that includes nature, objects that surround them, their families, their cultures, and really kind of looking both inside themselves, but also out at the world.
That's Meenal Patel, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ahead, we'll talk about her picture book, Where Do Stories Live? Meenal Patel is an artist, author, and designer. Her previous picture books include Priya Dreams of Marigolds and Masala and Neela Goes to San Francisco. Meenal, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is a picture book about finding inspiration for a young writer who wants to write in their journal. So since we're talking about inspiration, tell us about the inspiration for this book.
So the first seed of inspiration for this book is it was a spring walk, and I live in Minnesota, so spring walks tend to be particularly awe-inspiring after we've emerged from our long frigid winters. So on this walk, I saw a park, and it was this grassy park, and the entire park was covered in dandelions. And that sparked a conversation, kind of this playful conversation between me and my husband. And we were just talking about dandelion life cycles. And after that, it made me think about how stories live in so many of the details of our everyday lives and how it's so easy to just walk by them. But when we kind of zoom in and look closer, I think there are so many stories that live in those moments of every day.
So tell us about the story in this book.
So Where Do Stories Live follows two sisters, Avni and Isha, on a day-long journey where they are going to visit their Masi. And Masi means auntie in Gujarati. And along this journey, they are looking for all the places that stories live. And that includes nature, objects that surround them, their families, their cultures, and really kind of looking both inside themselves, but also out at the world that is outside of them to find places that stories live. And it's really an invitation to be curious about the world around us and ourselves, and to also discover what ways we each like to express the stories that we find in our lives.
Do you have a copy of the book handy?
I do.
Could you read just maybe the first few pages for us to give us a taste of what readers are going to find here?
Yeah, of course. Where do stories live? Maybe. Stories live in the layers of a valley stacked by time, in the bend of a river that carves the land. Could stories live in the curve of a wing and the patterns within, in the slow unfurling of life that eventually flutters away? Perhaps stories live in the veins of a leaf that support and feed, in the burrowing roots that connect to other beings, in the rings of a tree with all that it has seen.
This is a picture book, so for what age would you recommend it?
I would say this one could be for anyone between 3 and 7. And on that three-year-old end of it, they are maybe kind of listening to the story and looking at the pictures. And then as you get a little bit older, they are maybe finding more of the layers and details in the stories that are adding depth to the story. So I think there's something for everyone. And really, I think picture books are also for adults. So I think anyone could enjoy this book and also kind of find wonder in this idea of where do stories live.
Well, storytelling is an integral part of the human experience. What particularly did you want to impress on kids about the importance of storytelling?
I think kids in particular already are so innately curious, and they are so good at finding the details in our world. And so I think they're already looking for stories in all kinds of places. I really admire them for having that ability to kind of slow down and find those stories. And I really hope that this book supports that curiosity that they already have in them to both know that they have stories in them that are worth sharing and telling. And that also there are so many stories in the world outside of them that are worth seeking and learning about. because there can be such surprise and delight in that. And it also, finding stories really shows us how we are all connected, how we are connected to our communities and each other. And I think that's a really powerful thing that stories can do.
You have acted as an illustrator for other people's books. And in this case, you're the author and illustrator. So you think doing both, do you think that gives you a creative advantage?
That's a great question. I think that there is something so lovely about doing it either way. So when I get to work with another author to tell the story with the pictures for that book, it's so lovely to get to have that collaborative experience and to both be coming from the story maybe in a slightly different perspective and to see how those things meld together. So I do really enjoy doing that. And then for the books that I both author and illustrate, there is a different process that happens because I am simultaneously working on the words and the pictures, and there is a way in which I can let those two elements of storytelling interact in a different way, just because when I write the manuscript and then I move into illustration, I might discover something else in the story while I'm illustrating, and I can go back and I can adjust those words. And I think when I'm working with another author, I just want to really respect their craft and what they've done already. So I kind of want to take my hands off of adjusting the words. Of course, there are a lot of people that we've been able to work in a way where we sort of go back and forth. So there's really, I think, lovely things about both ways of working.
I wanted to ask you about your artistic process. How do you create the images that we see in this book?
So the illustrations in this book were painted on paper with a type of paint that's called acrylic gouache. And that gave me the ability to get that translucency and layering that watercolor allows. But the acrylic that's within the gouache, it gives the color a real richness. And it kind of allowed me to sort of balance the richness of color that I like to use with this almost like dreamlike quality that layering and watercolor bring. And then I also used colored pencil and crayon for some texture on top and to kind of get all of my tiny little details in.
What do you enjoy about creating picture books for kids? Why, you know, how does that inspire you, and what joy do you get out of it?
Yeah, so I think kids are so imaginative and they have so much empathy. So I think it's a real honor to get to create for them. And it also lets me tap back in to the kid that's in me and to think about my childhood. And that's a really fun way of working because it allows me to kind of think from a different perspective than I might when I'm doing other things as an adult. So I find some real joy in all of that. I also think I just have like a bit of just the things that I like and that delight me, I think are a bit childlike in some ways. So I just get to tap into that.
What's next for you in terms of books?
Well, I'm always writing and painting and looking for those stories that are out there. So I am in search of my next story right now, and I have a few ideas that are percolating. But a lot of the times it takes a little while for those stories to come to life, and there's a bit of patience involved. So I'm just trying to be patient to find that next story. And while I'm kind of waiting for that, I am working on a few other illustration projects.
The picture book is Where Do Stories Live by Meenal Patel. Meenal, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a delight.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.